The theory was beautiful, namely, if we kept ourselves soaked in alcohol, every smallpox germ that came into contact with us would immediately be scorched to a cinder. And the theory worked, though I must confess that neither Captain Odu nor Ah Choon were attacked by the disease either. The Frenchman did not drink at all, while Ah Choon restricted himself to one drink daily. It was a pretty time. The sun, going into northern declination, was straight overhead. There was no wind except for frequent squalls which blew fiercely for from 5 minutes to half an hour and wound up by deluging us with rain. After each squall, the awful sun would come out, drawing clouds of steam from the soaked decks. The steam was not nice. It was the vapor of death, freighted with millions and millions of germs. We always took another drink when we saw it coming up from the dead and dying, and usually we took two or three more drinks, mixing them exceptionally stiff. Also, we made it a rule to take an additional several each time they hove the dead over to the sharks that swarmed about us. We had a week of it, and then the whiskey gave out. It is just as well, or I shouldn't be alive now. It took a sober man to pull through what followed. As you will agree, would I mention the little fact that only two men did pull through? The other man was the heathen. At least, that's what I heard Captain Odu call him, from the moment I first became aware of the heathen's existence. But to come back, it was at the end of the week, with the whiskey gone and the pearl buyer sober, that I happened to glance at the barometer that